Josh, you can keep the music going. It's okay. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager. And good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Josh, our service director here at the big corner of 119th West Kellogg. We're here to take your calls at 316-462-3673. Again, anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything you don't understand about your car, any maintenance ideas. We're here to take care of you, and we got another guy coming here to try to act like Mr. Shannon.
Somebody different, though, this time.
Yeah. Trying to tune us in. Come on, Jesse. Give us a little bit more excitement here, will you? Anyway, so the God, I got it all jacked up there, Josh. 316-462-3673. It's the main store to the dealership. The girls will take your name and number down, send us a text. We'll get you patched in here. Anything in the automobile world you want to talk about, you want to talk about the new Bronco, the Bronco Sport, the Mach-E, which is very cool. How about the new Raptor that's coming, the 21 Raptor? I got some more news on that, too. And anything that you don't understand about your car, I know we can get out on Google and do a lot of stuff, but guess what? Google can send you down the wrong path, too. So Josh and I got a lot of experience here to help you. And for each and every caller, it's the only show I know you get paid to call in on. So Josh, as always, what's in that package? Got it over $130.
So we're going to mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're performing that, we're also going to complete a multi-point inspection on your vehicle, just checking over the steering, brakes, steering, suspension, batteries, tires, all the safety-related components on the vehicle, making sure that it's geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner, as well as a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA, motor oil additive for your engine oil, and CF5. And then I forgot about the nitrogen. So you get the complete nitrogen for your tires, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer. So again, just getting that vehicle tuned up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving.
All right, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Hey, give us a like out on Facebook. Give us a like on YouTube. We're trying to get up enough followers on YouTube so we can do some more things with the show and the podcast and stuff. So do us a favor, jump over on YouTube and on Mel Hamilton Ford and give us a like there so we can do some more things with the show. Greatly appreciate the likes and all that kind of stuff too. But first of all, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Anyway, Josh, a lot of exciting stuff here this morning.
There was already.
We had our, it's not a leap year sale. Last year we had a leap year sale and we decided it was such a great success. We do it again. We had a great crowd out here this morning.
Yes.
Gave away five cars starting at $99, $199, $2, $3, and $499. That truck, Josh, is probably a good $6,000 truck.
Yeah.
That went for $499. So well, if you missed out on, sorry about that.
Yeah, there wasn't a vehicle out there that wasn't well worth what they paid for it, for sure. And each one of them had been through the service facility and looked over and, made sure they were right as well.
Exactly. A lot of life left in them. So we had five lucky winners there. Then we had three people that won six car payments up to $300, which is $1,800 towards a car payment. Or you could just take the $800 cash. And I know two people did take the $1,800 cash, and one person's in here taking the $1,800 and putting down money to get a better car than what she had already. So
very cool.
Then 29 people walked away with a bunch of cash, and it was anywhere from 400. Was it 400 a big price?
Yeah, I think 400. It was 400, and down to, I think the smallest I seen was maybe $40. Maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, $40. But a lot of hundreds, a lot of 150s, yep, and stuff. So a lot of people had a lot of fun here at the Big Corner. It's not a leap year sale. We got a lot of things still going on. I went through, and of course, I priced all the used cars here at the dealership, and I went through all week and been working on that, making them as minimal as possible to make all the great prices that we could. So you need to get out here to the Big Corner and check out all the great specials and everything we have out here, too. So 316-462-3673. Let's get the phones ringing, and let's answer some questions and help you understand more about your car. So anyway, Josh, 21... Raptor was announced a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Ford put a nice little video out about the Raptor. And of course, everybody's thinking we're coming with a V8, but the V6 is still there for 21. Being told it's going to be 22 before we see the big monstrous V8 that they're going to put behind it. No stats, no nothing out there yet about what it's going to be. My prediction is going to be the same motor as a GT500, detuned a little bit. I don't think they'll give it the 760 horse from that part, because I don't know if that transfer case and all it can handle all that, or maybe they are getting it geared up to be able to handle that kind of horsepower and torque through those axles and through that transfer case and stuff too. But the 21 Raptor is updated just like the 21 F-150, and if you haven't checked out the 21 F-150, it's crazy at how much they changed that truck. I didn't, you know, that 2020 Josh is a phenomenal truck.
Yeah.
Didn't think they'd make much better, but it's 92% new truck and God dangs, it drive good. You haven't got a chance to drive one much yet, have you, Josh?
So yeah, just a little here and there. You know, I'm real interested in getting into a power boost. You know, we got to go down to Texas and run them down there, and I've drove a one a little around town here and stuff like that. But just getting it out on the highway and seeing kind of fuel economy and what that does with that truck. I'm very excited for it, but you know, in theory of their design and everything like that, it just makes sense for sure. So I really do think that it's going to be a game changer or industry changer. You know, much like the EcoBoost engine was for us back in, you know, 2011 is when it really started becoming popular. It just what that brought to the industry with that direct injected and turboed engine. It just changed manufacturers other than Ford too. You know, they had to do something to compete and keep up. And so I'm very excited to see what that power boost will bring.
Yeah. I'll give you a little stats there. Anyway, good morning, Keith. Yes, it is a very foggy Saturday. I've been kind of breaking away a little bit too. Kind of crazy when I woke up this morning.
Froggy Saturday. Froggy, yes.
Mr. Furman, hey, thanks for watching us on YouTube Live. Appreciate that. Give us a like over there on YouTube. And Mr. Petty, I knew he was going to be down around there somewhere down around Atlanta, Georgia. He's delivering an Edge for us. And Delbert Alt, as always, good morning, Delbert. Yeah, Josh, I've been driving the a Power Boost and playing around with it and all kinds of different things. And the very first time I told you, I really, really tried to get the gas mileage out of that truck. I got 26.9 miles to gallon. So now I've been playing around with a little bit of just leaving it in normal mode, not leaving the economy mode. And if I would drive a 3.5 EcoBoost to work and back and forth, 15, 16 miles to gallon, the least I've gotten this week is 19.1, 19.2. What's really crazy about that truck is, you know, everybody complains about the car shutting off at the stoplights. When you set that truck and you're, say, going 50 and then you're going to go down a stoplight, as soon as you hit your brake and start braking, the motor's off. And it's coasting, but it's also doing at the same time it's recharging that battery back up as it's coasting. And it gives you a brake coach in and tells you how you braked and all that kind of stuff too. But these trucks are game changers. We had a gentleman here from Detroit here visiting us, our dealership here from Ford, and a lot of new stuff coming. We got a fully 100% electric truck coming in 22. Don't know the range on it. We're being told somewhere around the 400, but think about how big a battery they can put in that truck.
Yeah.
Not take away any cab space or anything. If it's 100% electric, you take away that fuel tank and how big that battery could be in that truck. Another thing he's teasing us with, that late summer, we're going to have a small compact truck called the Maverick. Not sure you'll fit in it, Josh.
I don't know. We'll see.
Standard four-door too. That's the other thing.
Oh, really?
About too.
Yeah.
From that part. So a lot of exciting stuff coming. They also announced this week too, the Explorer, put in a King Ranch edition in the Explorer.
Oh, very cool.
So we'll see how those look too. We get going there too on that part too. So a lot of neat stuff coming down the pike. Again, if you haven't got out here to check out the Mach-E, the 100% electric car, Josh, I had got to drive it yesterday cause I couldn't find the keys to my truck and I need to go down to the warehouse. So I jumped in the Mach-E and drove it down to the warehouse and I said, screw it, I got to drive her down a little bit. And you know, Josh, you and I drove the white one. If you haven't drove the black, you got to get in the black.
Yeah, I've not.
It's night and day difference.
Yeah, we took it to a couple of the Votech classes, and Kelly kind of run that
Kelly
show.
Over on you.
Yeah. I didn't get to drive the black one, but I'll get in there at some point and take it for a spin for sure.
Yes, Delbert. Hey, Delbert, thanks for the shout out there too. Yes, we need to get the likes over on YouTube. We're gaining slowly there, but we need to get the YouTube likes up to 1,000 so we can do some more stuff with the show too. So, anyway, Josh, we've talked about the Bronco. We talked about the
Raptor.
Yep. We've the Mach-E again. You've got to come out and take a test drive. We've got one here in our courtesy transportation program. We can only sell it once we get 4,000 miles on it. And I think when I got in it yesterday, it had 500 and some miles on it. So we got a little ways to go. But we need you all to come out. Just we're not asking you to buy it. We're asking you to come out and just take a test drive and tell us what you think of it. I think you'd be very impressed with how the thing performs and what it does.
Look at the technology in it and all the features and functions that it has is incredible.
Yep. So what'd you say, Lisa?
Got some spaceship doors.
Ship doors. Yeah, spaceship doors. Exactly. Anyways, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. Again, anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything you don't understand, or you want to talk about anything in the automobile world, and you get a great price package, about it, over $130. The only place I know you get paid to call in on. So, Josh, what exciting things happened in the shop this week? Anything at...
You know, one of the things
I walk through there's busy.
There's always stuff going on back there, that's for sure. But one of the things I wanted to talk about this week a little bit was nitrogen. And I don't know how many times I've heard it called NOS. Do I need NOS in my tires? Well, we're not putting NOS in your tires. We're putting nitrogen in your tires, and there's a difference in that. But just all the benefits that nitrogen does, I don't think the general consumer understands what the difference is between compressed air and why they need it. You know, it's just like we talk about other service intervals, such as brake services and you know, transmission flushes and coolant flushes. And you get consumers that say, well, I've never had to do that before in years past. Well, as this industry changes and the vehicles become more and more advanced and more expensive to repair, maintenance becomes a thing in there. And so I kind of wanted to go through and talk about nitrogen. Yeah, we do have a caller, so we'll get them sent through here. Let's see.
So let's get old John Boyd Jr. signed in here in just a second. So while we're waiting on John to get patched through, 316-462-3673. Again, anything alien car, tires, brakes, batteries, it doesn't matter. Here to help you answer your calls. Yes, Furman, I know. I couldn't find my keys. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? Only problem with that modified yet, it still doesn't have a power plant sitting in it. So, James, I wish I could drive that thing, but it's not going to happen today.
Have a comment there on the message board, did you?
Yeah. Laughing at because I couldn't find my keys.
John, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Yes. Yesterday I was driving my car in Derby, and all of a sudden somebody didn't stop at a stoplight, and I had to do some defensive driving and step my brakes hard. Now, ever since that, my brakes have been making funny noise. I don't know if it's the rotors or the brake shoes, but my brakes isn't acting normal since that hard brake. And last week, when I was in Ponca City, Oklahoma, between Ponca and Blackwell, I lost one of my fog lights.
So first of all, John, what kind of vehicle are we working on?
2011 Chevy Aveo LT5.
Okay, Chevy Aveo. And then on the brakes, when you say they're making a noise, is it like a squealing noise or growling noise, or what are you hearing?
Yeah, squealing and a rough noise, like it could be coming from the rotors or something, but I'm not for sure.
As far as the actual stopping performance, anything affected there, or just the noise that you're hearing?
Well, when I stop, it wants to pull to the left.
Yeah, so brake pull. So what I'm wondering how many miles are on this Aveo?
147,678.
Okay, so what I'm wondering is if maybe some rust or something broke loose on one of the rotors during the aggressive stop, and then is, you know, lodged itself into the brake system from that side of it. So we for sure need to take a look at the brake system on it, and if that's if it's making a noise, that's its vehicle's way of talking to you to say, hey, you know, something's not quite right. And you know, if you continue to drive it and there was something lodged in a rotor, you would, you know, potentially groove and damage a rotor, mess up the brake pads, worst case scenario, get into caliper issues and trouble with that. So we'll put a diagnostic onto your package for calling into the show today to take a look at that, the brake noise and performance, the brake performance that you have on that Aveo. But then when you say you lost a fog light, do you mean like it literally fell out of the car, or you mean like the bulb burn out of it and is not operable?
It totally fell out of the car, because what happened, I hit a raccoon a while back ago and the bracket broke.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I tried to keep it in there the best I could, jerry rig it, you know.
Sure.
It still worked, you know, but all of a sudden, between Ponca and Blackwell, I heard something dragging.
And just come out.
So I put it back up, and then and then I lost it on the highway. I still have the pigtail, but the light that plugs into the pigtail isn't there anymore.
Gotcha.
So I need a new bracket and a new light.
Well, we can certainly get you fixed up there and let you know what it's going to take to get that thing securely fastened, so you don't have any issues with it as well. So we'll get that diagnostic out of you onto your package for the brakes and see what's going on there. Like I said, I'm going to say that you probably got some rust or debris that had broke off during that evasive stop and it's causing some noise there. So we'll get that added onto your package and take a look at that thing for you at no charge and figure out just exactly what's going on with it for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Perfect. Thanks for the call, John. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, 316-462-3673. You know, you get that great price package about over $30, but you know what? You might even get a free diagnostic out of the package too. So 316-462-3673. Josh, you need to stand up.
Oh, do I?
Because they want to see the shirts we're wearing.
Oh,
gotcha.
Giving
away all the shirts, Lisa?
Yes.
Shirts are all gone. So there it is. There's our leap. It's not a leap year sale this year. So, Delbert, there's our shirts we gave out. And very cool shirts everybody's running around here with. And a lot of people left here with them. So, anyway, good morning, Drew. Lots of people watching here and stuff, too. So, anyway, Delbert, thanks for the shout-outs for the YouTube Live. And, again, we need to get that YouTube Live up to 1,000 likes, then we can do some more stuff with the show. So help us out there with that. It would be greatly appreciated. So, all right, 316-462-3673.
You know, much like John's issue with his brakes there, and they started making noise, and, you know, I get into it on a daily basis of vehicles coming into the service department, and a vehicle is said something by a squeak or a rattle or a check engine light or on, hey, something's not quite right. And then I don't know how many cases I get involved with where people, I don't want to say ignore them, but time gets away from them. And it's been on for so long. And the damage that is created by that is so much more expensive than it was if it would have been attended to, you know, when it first started happening, instead of delaying things. And in this industry, I've not seen very many cases where it didn't cost a consumer more if they delayed the repair.
Costs a lot more. The more these, you know, years ago, I get it, back in the '80s when the computers first come on board, and Josh, they had the odometer, you know, was a rolling odometer.
Mm-hmm.
And every 30,000 miles, this little flag would click up on the odometer. And basically what that was telling you was to change the oxygen sensor. It had no rhyme or reason about anything at all. It was just, that was when it rolled over and you had to have a special tool to reach underneath there and unclick it. But everybody ignored that too.
Yeah.
The tire lights first come out. Everybody said, just get that thing turned off. Well, there's a reason it's on. But now these lights today on these cars, that is the way the car is talking to you and telling you what it needs. It needs some attention, needs whatever. And every mile that you drive with that light on and don't do something about it, the more dollars it's going to cost you to fix it. And, you know, it's, you know, I got into a deal just this week too, Josh, with a guy. I was talking to him on the phone. He said, well, I'm just going to rent an O'Reilly's and get a code reader. I said, don't do that. That's not even close to telling us what's going on with your car. It's going to lead you down the wrong path. A code reader doesn't do anything for what we've got to help us with the situation from that part.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. And, you know, typically you go to the parts houses and what they have for scan tools, or they're really just a scan tool to read a code. It's not a piece of diagnostic equipment. And so the data that you're going to get is going to be generic at best, as far as the depth of the code and what exactly is going on. And, you know, just because it pops up and says that it's an oxygen sensor, an EGR valve or something like that, that doesn't mean that's what's wrong with the vehicle.
Right.
I can think of, you know, several instances or cases that we get into that on a daily basis that, you know, the code is this, but then we find the repair being something way over here. And, you know, I was speaking with somebody the other day in regards to a large majority of the repairs we do sometimes just amount to an update, you know, which that's nothing you're going to do with a code reader. That as a consumer, as somebody that owns a vehicle, that's not even an option of a repair that you would have.
No.
You know, that's going to be a dealer specific or somebody with the right tools and equipment and diagnostic ability to figure that out. It's amazing the number of repairs that we can complete or perform the right way that involves updating or reprogramming or setting different parameters into a vehicle.
Exactly. So, you know, the guy that I was helping there with, I just told him, I says, do not do that. Head over to a Ford store. Let's get a scanner and read the correct code and stuff. And that's what we ended up doing. Of course, I had a battle getting a scanner read, not a code read at a Ford store. We figured out what it was, and we determined it was okay for him to go ahead and drive another couple hundred miles to get it back here for us to fix it. That was his big concern, was, yeah, can I drive it? Can I not drive it? That kind of thing. And the other thing we got to reiterate too is the lights come on. If they're flashing, that is telling you that is really bad. It's really extreme. You need to pull over and stop driving, because they're really doing a lot of damage when that thing starts flashing from that part. But if the light's on and car's performing okay, it's okay to drive a little bit to get to where you need to go. And that was our big concern. The guy was 200 miles away from the store, Josh, and trying to figure out, well, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? And stuff too. So,
you know, as we talk about reading codes and data, one of the directions that Ford Motor Company is heading, and I think it's, you know, incredible, empowers us as dealers or Ford employees with their connected modems and being able to pull up a customer's Oasis, which is basically the vehicle, all the vehicle information, build information, everything like that. But on these newer vehicles with connected modems, we can actually see why the check engine light's on, what codes are in that system, you know, the full detailed description of the code and stuff like that. And I know I've helped many people already, and this is pretty new technology out, but they'll be traveling or, you know, away from the dealership and their light comes on or they're having an issue with the vehicle, and you can pull that up and see exactly what's going on with it as far as code-wise or computer-wise, and say, you know, hey, yeah, you're probably okay to drive that, or no, we need to get that taken care of more local to where you're at, yes, for sure.
It's going to be nice when we get more cars with those modems in there like that too. So, hey, got a couple things here. James, I had something weird pop up on my car this morning. I think my radio is haunted. It will switch to one of the preset stations without me hitting anything. Do you have any exorcist sign on there? So, got something sticking in there in his radio. It's haunted.
Lisa says it's haunted. Needs an exorcist. Yeah. So one of the questions that I would ask, one, is it an aftermarket or factory radio? And then from there, I would wonder, two, does it have steering wheel controls? And if there's not like a button that's sticking, or if there's something going on in the clock spring in through the steering column of the vehicle from that side of things. So,
okay, Josh, here's another one for you. It's on an Escape, I'm sure, Delbert. My wife has an issue with her radio as well. Her GPS says it's not working and won't follow her correctly on the screen. Plus, occasionally it goes through a blue screen and it is slow to respond. So I know the first thing I would suggest on that deal is check it for an update.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that needs. Who knows? We could get into where it's the APM or something like that that's still messing up on it, Delbert, but most likely that thing needs to have an update stuck in it.
You know, I would go through.
Yeah, it's a 2018 Escape.
So initially, to start out with, like a master reset is something that a consumer could do to try and see if that would rectify the situation, and that's done through the menu screen on the radio or the display itself. And sometimes, again, just like computers at home, sometimes you just got to reboot them and start over from that side of it. And so that's what that master reset would do from there. But then, you know, be more than happy to assist you and take a look at that and see if there's not something else going on with that thing, if that was unable to rectify the situation or get it fixed up.
Okay, good morning, Michael, Lisa Post, and James comes back and says it is a factory radio, and yes, it has steering wheel controls. So I would almost bet on James' situation, he's got something in the steering wheel controls, or what you think?
Yeah, typically what we find, you know, is a switch sticking or something along those lines. I would wonder if when it's switching stations, if you're in the process of turning or, you know, moving the steering wheel in any ways, or hitting a bump or something along those lines. Would be what I would wonder.
And then Delbert said he has done the master reset on his Escape. So Delbert, I'm going to bet you 99% you need to get it. We need to update that control module of that Escape to get that dash to go back to doing what it needs to do. So, all right, 316-462-3673. Hey, that's the number to dial up in the air. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, whatever it might be, we're here to answer your questions and get you this great price package. And I got Mr. McCurry says he hates the exhaust filter, Josh. Why? Because you got to put fluid in it? Is that what it is, Mr. Mercury? Because you don't have to put fluid in it? Or it's hard to pour that fluid in? Or are you scared of getting that fluid on your hands? Delbert wants to know how much to update his module, Josh. I mean, wonder how many miles Delbert's got on it.
It's yeah, I was going to say on that 18 Escape, depending upon miles and stuff, you know, and then there are some updates that do take a little bit longer than others. But then along with that, well, I'd also like to, you know, run a diagnostic. There are some self-checks that go along with that system as well, and we can just check the components again with the
42,000
with the tools and equipment. So we would throw a diagnostic on there and okay. Help him out with that.
There you go, Delbert. We'll get a diagnostic onto your package for you, buddy. I still want to know why Mr. McCurry seems to hate that exhaust filter. I love those exhaust filters. They make the truck smell so much, you know, that odor coming out of it. It's so much cleaner running, all that kind of stuff. So, okay, here it. He's not calling in. It only comes on when I hit that dirt road, never the highway. And thanks for the mister.
Well,
funny, isn't he?
Yeah. So the reason it only comes on when you're on the dirt road is because you're not on the highway at all. You're on dirt roads all the time. Yeah. So let's start with that.
Yes. And Delbert even comments too, no black smoke coming out. Well, there's some of them guys take them exhaust filters off them. What do they call them? Things?
A rolling coal.
Rolling coal. Yeah. If they only knew it, how much damage that's doing to that motor by rolling that coal through there. Crazy. Justin, I still remember one time, probably shouldn't tell the story, but I'm going to. I was rolling down 96 going to Hutch, going home, and I come upon it's like 08, 9, 10, somewhere around there, Duramax. And as we pull into that turn lane to turn to go north on Bueller Haven Road, I noticed the old puffer coming out of that thing, so I knew what he had. So we roll through Haven, and I'm in a stock 6.7, 3/4-ton truck. And we get going to get to this, you know, where it's 65 mile an hour and he's only doing about 45. So I know what he's wanting to do. So I did it. I swept out beside him and we took off. He was in my rearview mirror before you knew it. He was so mad.
He was in his cloud of smoke.
He thought that rolling coal dude was going to outrun that stock truck and he got surprised real quick. Real quick. It was kind of funny. I wish I could have got my video camera out quick enough to video that thing as I was doing it, but I didn't. So anyway. Rolling coal. Okay, James coming back on his radio. I got to put my glass back on so I read it, Josh. It's weird that every time it does it, the time of day a song is playing in the station, it changes it. Day zero is the song that it's playing. Oh, so it is haunted. It's haunted.
Maybe it just doesn't like that one song.
That's what it is. I wouldn't play that song anymore, James. That's what I wouldn't do. So, who knows? James, I still think you got something going on the steering wheel control, just making that thing switch back and forth to what's happening. Okay, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing, and let's give away some more diagnostic packages and stuff, too. So, okay, Josh, we went and took that first caller. We were talking about nitrogen.
Uh-huh.
We really didn't get much into that.
No, we didn't.
Again, we need to go through that a little bit. Let's go through it in more detail about nitrogen, why we have it, what's going on there, why we need it. From that part. And first thing I'm going to go off of is, I got to go back to I still remember, back in the day we had the old bias ply tires. You could walk right up to that thing in a New York second. You could tell if it was low.
Yeah.
Still running about 30 pounds of air. 32 was the, I don't know why that magical number 32 was always there, but it always was there.
What it just seemed like every car was 32 PSI, 32, 34 PSI was what you put it in. It didn't matter.
So
what it was,
the radial tire came out, and naturally every time a new tire come out, my dad had to have it on his car. Okay. So we were headed out skiing in a group of us cars, and my dad was the only car that had the radial tire on it. Everybody else had to buy a supply tire. I guarantee you, we stopped every 30 minutes to check the air in the tires. We thought the tires were low because you know how the radial roll over on the sides. Uh-huh. It was crazy. We stopped and stopped and stopped because everybody thought he was having a flat tire. But it didn't. There's always the right pressure and stuff like that too. So now we've went to the stage of where you can't tell if you walk up to a tire, if it's low, you just cannot tell if that tire has got the proper amount of air in it or whatever. And so we've got these tire pressure monitoring systems on these cars to monitor them. And then we've evolved into those equations to where now we can actually see the tire pressures on the dash, which is crazy good. But nitrogen, Justin, you got to, go into that in a little, more detail about nitrogen, you know, because now I've got the sensor deal in there. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten a car, took off, the tire lights on, drove 3 or 4 miles, and the light went out. Because it's just right on the verge of having the right amount of air pressure.
Well, especially when you get into the weather that we've had here, you know, over the last couple of weeks or the month of February, compressed air, when the temperature changes outside, or when you're very first starting your vehicle driving in the mornings, and those tires have been sitting overnight, and then you're driving it down the road, you get the friction of the road, and it builds heat into the tire, you get pressure change. And with compressed air, you can easily receive 4, 5, 6 PSI of pressure change in the tire. And so when you have tire pressure monitoring systems in these vehicles and they're already that close, that difference in pressure can easily turn on a light, a low tire light, as one tire heats up faster than another, or vice versa. You'll easily get a tire light from that difference. So nitrogen does not have as big of a temperature difference. The temperature change does not affect pressure as much on nitrogen as it does compressed air. So that's one of the advantages from that side of staying consistent. So what that also does is, as that tire heats up and it doesn't gain in pressure, the tire is able to stay a consistent pressure. And so longevity, because as a tire heats up, it's going to wear different. If the pressure is increased, it's going to have different wear patterns, as opposed to if it was a more consistent pressure. So your longevity of the wear of the tire is better with nitrogen over compressed air.
Exactly. You know, I've said this a couple times on the show, was my race car trailer run 100 pounds of pressure in those tires, and it went 2 years before I had to put any air in it. Then I got lazy and I aired them up with compressed air. And, you know, I monitor that on the dash as we're driving in the highway, and with 100% nitrogen, or I should say 96% nitrogen in those tires, it would grow to about 104, 106, maybe 108 degrees. I mean, pressure.
And you're running this in the summer when it's already, you know, 100 degrees outside or 90 degrees outside.
Exactly. So now then, when I got lazy and didn't air them back up with the nitrogen to put compressed air in it, those pressures went all the way to 115 to 120. It's amazing how much. So you think about that a minute, how much more pressure is that in that tire, but keeping a consistent pressure in your tires. Now, granted, I know we're working from 30 pounds of air in a passenger car tire, or 40, some of the trucks out there are 40, to all the way to 100, but it's just an example of showing how much better that nitrogen does and what it does for your tires and keeps them wearing better.
You know, so aside from the wear on the tire long-term, because of it being a more consistent pressure, you've got the fact that it's a drier air, you know, and especially with these systems and tire pressure monitoring systems being in the tires, you know, the manufacturers are doing a better job about getting the cost of these sensors down. I mean, years ago, you could spend $200-$300 on a tire pressure monitoring sensor.
Just one sensor.
Now you can get typically a set of them for, you know, maybe that or something there. So they're doing a much better job about getting these prices of these down. But that's another benefit of nitrogen as well. The other side of it is if the tire is staying cooler or running cooler, the stopping distance for the vehicle is better from that side of it. You know, and then addition to the all of that stuff, nitrogen is made of larger molecules, or has larger molecules, so it's less susceptible to leaking. Now, I'm not going to say that it's
going to still leak.
Yeah, it's still going to leak. You're still going to have issues, but it does slow the process down.
Yep. So anyway, a lot of advantages to running nitrogen. If you can go to getnitrogen.org, there's a site there that'll you can put in how many miles you drive, how much a gallon of gas is, and now that gas is going up, it's going to be more crucial. And how much the tire is, it's going to calculate how much your yearly savings is because of keeping that tire at the proper air pressure. And that calculation, Josh, I've seen anywhere from $100 to $300 per year savings, just having that nitrogen in your tires for what it does for you. So
fuel economy is the other thing. That's where it's calculating that as well.
Exactly. So anyway, 316-462-3673. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, here to answer your questions. Give you that great price package value at over $130. Who knows? Could get a diagnostic out of it too. So anyway, Josh, and doing a lot of stuff moving into the warehouse this week. Went in there the other day. We've got all the tire carousels almost full. We're working hard with that, moving that in and stuff. Still got a lot of exciting things there. Going to be better to serve our customers in the wholesale market as well as the retail market, and also get those Hoosier tires out of those trailers.
Very excited to grow into that thing for sure. The racking, we're hoping to see it this next week for sure. Just amazing what that extra room is going to do for us. And like I said, the forklifts hopefully will show up this next week as well. And so got a lot of things rolling down the pipe. And just to be able to help our customers better and grow the availability of what we have to service all the customers and get everybody taken care of for sure.
Yep, exactly. So if you want to come by and check out the warehouse, we'd love to take you on a tour and stuff too, and show you all the stuff we got in there. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be so much better to help serve our customers, and the better inventories we can have with tires, the Hoosier thing, and also be able to have things ready available and stuff too. Also to go out and help the wholesale market on the wholesale parts, to help other dealers and stuff with their things too, to help their keep their parts and inventory in good shape too.
We had the MH Ford Racing had a good kickoff to that for sure. What is it? Is it not next week, the week after? Somebody's headed somewhere on the racing side of things.
We're headed to Bristol. Can't wait.
Not excited about that or anything?
No, not at all. Not at all. Very excited to go to Bristol. And the car is kind of getting ready, getting close. So I was out at Buddy's last night, still talking about a few more tweaks and things we're going to do just for Bristol. If you haven't checked it out right now, they're out there. They got some cars out there they're practicing on. You can kind of watch that go there and stuff, and how they're running around the track. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fast.
Dirt on Bristol.
Yeah, I know, it kind of sounds fun. I guess they did it 20 years ago.
That's what I was wondering, like, if this had been done before, and it's, I thought I had remembered that it had, but.
Yeah, 20 years ago they did it, and why they haven't done it since then, I'm not sure from that part. But, it's a week-long race. Mm-hmm. Starts on a Monday, goes through Saturday, and there's like 9 different classes, 10 different classes running. There's over 1,200 cars coming.
It's going to be a pretty wide track, isn't it?
I don't know if it's really wide as much as it's banked so much. It's going to be different than most dirt tracks you get onto. Most dirt tracks are banked in the corners. Well, this whole thing's banked. The whole track, everything's banked from that part. And, they've got some videos of those cars cruising in the corners and stuff. We've talked to a couple of the guys that have practiced out there already too. And they say it's a whole different feeling of what that corner will do to you. There is nothing banked like Bristol and a dirt track out there. That with those long sweeping corners and everything else too. And that's what we're trying to gear things for, is try to figure out how to get the speed through the corners, keep the speed up, and not get the car sucked to the bottom of the track from that part. And then the next thing is just how much harder it is going to be on some equipment, because it is going to be hard on some equipment. I hope all the guys that show up have the updated stuff and they got good equipment on their cars and stuff, because it's going to be very hard on a lot of equipment.
And then just in addition to that, traveling that far away, the difference in dirt, period. I think is huge for those guys regionally. You get just going from here to Oklahoma, the dirt's so much different as well, and the car's got to be set up so much different, and you got to be ready for those things.
Yep, that's exactly true. So it's going to be fun. Can't wait to go. It'll be a long week, but it'll be a lot of fun and everything else too. We'll see. Jake will actually race Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Tanner, who's going with us, he'll race Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So I'm glad we're not racing both the same day, so we can be working on each other's cars and stuff. Because I'm sure, I don't know how much hot laps we're going to get and how much practice there will be and all that kind of stuff where we go. So we're kind of looking at our first two nights in practice.
Yeah.
Being able to know what to do to the cars and set things up and stuff. And we've talked to several people that have raced there years ago on the dirt and what they did differently and stuff too. But again, the stuff, the way these cars are from they were 20 years ago to our heart today is totally night and day difference. But still, the theory of getting around the track is still the same, and what you got to do to move it around and stuff. And still working on some setups, still working on some suspension, still working on some steering and stuff too. And I think last night we made some good headway in what we're going to do from that part. So I just can't wait to go. So anyway, hopefully next Saturday too at 81 Speed, we'll have the track opened up and we can get some practice laps in. I'm sure everybody's eager to get out there and get some practice laps on 81 Speedway this next Saturday on the 6th from that part. So some exciting stuff there. And I got to get a flyer here, Josh, because I told Dawkins. We talk about this on
the show. Oh, yeah. There you go. Gotcha. Yeah, Dave Dawkins was down here earlier today. So we got a flyer of all the events that he has going on as well.
Well, they got some exciting stuff. They've got six big major races coming out here this week. I tried to talk Dave into staying, but he had some more things to go get done today and stuff too, so I get it. The second annual Monkey Shine Speed Shop, April 2nd, 23rd, 24th. No prep racing. So for those you know, the no prep means there's nothing put on the track for traction compound. They do have the races where they go out there and they coat the whole track down with these. With like 55 gallons barrels of traction control. Well, this is no prep. So this is really making the drivers have to drive the cars and really feel the seat of their pants and know what they're doing. So April 23rd, 24th, the second annual Monkey Shine Speed Shop, no prep racing. So let's see. So I wish I have some small tire. Oh yeah, here we go. Small tire and big tire winner, $7,500.
Dang.
So big payouts on that deal. True Street Daily Driver is going to be entry fees $1,000, but it doesn't say how much to win. They're having street bikes in the Modern Muscle. Look at that. I wonder whose car that is. That's the old Mustang.
It is. You know, I've, because we've got that new blue one rolling around here. And so I've been asked on several occasions, what are we doing with the old yellow one? And I was like, you know, in Mel Hamilton Ford fashion, it's going to be big.
No.
So that's all I guess all the input I had in that. So stay tuned.
For sure. Well, we've got to kind of okay, shivers. He's funny. Anyway, if anyone to know who Jared Shivers is, he used to be a tech force there at Hutch, and he's kind of, maybe he needs to call in. He's probably kind of being like Mr. McCurry, didn't want to call in. What do you think about that? Come on, Shivers, I dare you to call in with a question. Bring it on. Try to stump us. I guarantee you can't. Guarantee you can't. So anyway, so if you don't know, when we talk about the yellow car, that's the Hot Wheels car that's been around Mel Hamilton Ford for quite a while. It's a 2011. Well, we decided over the winter we're gonna build another one. So we got a 2021 GT, and Josh is driving it right now, getting a few miles on it, because I want to get at least 1,000 miles on it before we start trying to race that thing down the track.
Warming it up.
And so we're gonna start off with a bare bones GT, take it out to the track and run it, just see how fast it will go. Bring it back, and the first thing I want to do is just put a set of slicks on it and see how much a set of slicks changes the time, the mile an hour in the ET, and then we'll tell you how much those slicks were, how much we spent on the rims, how much you spent on the tires, and you know everything else from that part, and you can see how we go. And as we go through the build, we're going to do the same thing. Each time we change something or whatever, we'll run it again, tell you how much faster it went, and then tell you how much it cost to do that. And when I want to break it out for you, I want to break it out and tell you. So if you want to do this yourself, you can come into our race parts and buy the parts, put them on your GT, and here you go. Now, if you want our shop to install it, which we do a lot of the hot rods and stuff there too, we can take the and give you that labor amount to actually install those parts and do whatever. So we've got a lot of plans. It is going to be a turbo car. Much as I wanted a supercharger, it's going to be a turbo car. But that's the new ways of racing and all that kind of stuff. So I think it is the right thing to go do. But we will build, do some things to the car. We know where we want to go. So as we build it, we'll put some other suspension parts and things into that to get there from that part. You know, we've got some new partners with some exhausts and things out there that we'd want to put on. And I think we're still going to do it. And it's like Nick says, if we go put the exhaust on it, then when we go put the turbo on, the exhaust is kind of eliminated.
Your point, yeah.
But again, some people might want to just put the exhaust on with a set of slicks or exhaust on with a tune or whatever it might be, or a cold intake or whatever, because everybody's got a different plan of a budget, what they want to go do. And even though this is a 21 Mustang, it can go all the way back to 15, because it's really the same car from 15 to 21 with, you know, different changes and modification. But to do the same thing with a 15 to a 21 is about the same thing from that part too. So
yeah, it's going to be very exciting for sure to watch that car grow and what it does. It's amazing already, just the performance it is stock. You know, I can think years ago.
Now, you want to tell the truth here? Can you, or are you going to lie?
Okay, what do you got?
How fast have you had it going so far? Don't lie.
Plenty warm.
No, that's not what I asked.
Plenty warm.
I didn't say warm.
Okay. There's a.
I said how fast has that Mustang went? Have you got it over 100?
Yeah.
Okay. 120?
No.
Liar.
No.
You know what my mama used to always tell me?
What?
Go to the same place for lying. You're stealing.
Yeah. So there's a stretch of not public road somewhere.
I wouldn't care if it's clubbing or not. Get after
it moves, it goes.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun, exciting to watch that Mustang get built and what we do with it and everything else too. So stay tuned to more of the fun, exciting things that we do with that Mustang. So anyway, time's running out, Josh, as always, but let's get some phones ringing. 316-462-3673. And Josh, I can't see the, put my glasses back on to get the right deal up on the chat deal here. So there we go. 316-462-3673. Again, I told Dave Dawkins, we talk about the April 23rd, 24th, the second annual Monkey Shine, no prep racing, 7,500 to win. Woo. So that ought to be some fun, exciting times there. Let's keep the weather warm and everything else too. Who knows? Maybe that's when we're going to have the debut of our GT to make its first annual run down the track. That might be what we have to do. Of course, we've got to make sure. I think we got the rim showed up yet. We got to find that out.
Yeah. If not, they got to be getting close for sure.
Because we have to get a different set of rims to be able to hold the Hoosier tires we're going to put on there and stuff too underneath the back of it. And we were worried about the brakes on the back and kind of worried about the brakes on the front too. But I think we've got things dialed in, and Nick's got a set of rims coming that we can get the Hoosiers mounted on from that part too. And I don't know. I think we got to get the next game plan. What's after the slicks? And I think the next thing is the exhaust.
Yeah, I would say we got to do.
But anyway, we got a good game plan going for that. And it's going to be fun, exciting to watch what that 21 GT can go. And you're right, Jess, I'm getting a lot of questions. What are we going to do with the yellow car? That yellow car is not going anywhere. We can't give that up, can we? At least we can't give that yellow car up. It's got to stay here. It's the burnout king, you know? But I do think, Josh, we're going to put a rear end in it, though, pretty soon. The last time I did the burnout, we were coming back down on Kellogg. She's pretty noisy. I don't know why. It's went thousands of miles and went nowhere. Just in one spot. But that has been a fun car to have. It's been a fun car to race with. And, you know, we went out to Kansas International Dragway, gave some rides and stuff. And I can still remember this little girl got in. She won the ride along. And I know she's probably 8 or 9. She screamed the whole way down a quarter mile. But it was scream of laughter, not scream of scared. Just so thrilled and everything else like that.
Being excited.
And then I gave a guy, he was probably 60 years old, had been coming out there since he was a kid to Kansas International Dragway, but had never been down the strip. He'd never raced down it. So that was cool, too, to put him in the car and go down there. So,
you know, the thing that always amazed me about those drag strips is from being a spectator to actually going out on the track, when you walk on the track, how sticky the burnout box portion of it is. And, like, you can literally lose a shoe out there from that side. And I remember going to the very first
I'd hear that. I think I ruined a few other things. Dude, Jesse was complaining about it too because these little specks of rubber were on him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what you get for being behind the guy doing the burnout, right?
Well, that thing was pretty good. I really do hate to say that. That's that brand new tire that that Hoosier come out with.
Yeah.
And we did hit it pretty hard that day, but I will tell you, it was worth it. But I'm telling you, we burnt that set of slicks.
It was gone.
That trip, they were done. I didn't believe them at all when they come show me, but it was to the cords. But that thing does have some. That car, I went back the other day and just got to find some of those videos over there in Hutch at that deal. We shoot, that smokes forever.
The rod run. Well, and I don't know that the one time at the rod run, just the weather conditions were just right. I mean, there was really no wind, and we were kind of between them buildings. And it just, I mean, it was the next guy was getting credit for the smoke that you had put in the air because it didn't leave yet. So
yeah, I still remember that too. I went around the block, come back around, and it's still just a fog.
Can't see anybody in the crowd. Yep. For sure.
So, hey, everybody, just got a few minutes left in the show. Let's have a couple questions here. Anything ailing your car, tires, brakes, batteries, anything in the automobile world, anything whatsoever. Let's talk about it here. We just got a few minutes left to go here. And, again, thanks for everybody jumping over on YouTube and giving us a like there. We got to get some more likes out on YouTube. So please jump over there and help us with that. Love to get that thing up to that 1,000 likes, and then we can do a bunch of more things with this show that we need to do from that part. So 316-462-3673 comes right in the main desk. The girls get your number, patches through the line here, and get you going. So,
and we'll even on occasion throw a diagnostic onto a package as well. Been known to do that before.
Yeah, just a few of those. So Anyway, Josh, any specials going on this month? I know we're, of course, this is the end.
It's crazy. Last day of February. Well, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow it is, but for us today, the last
two
last
months
day
of 2021 February. Already gone. Can you believe that?
Ready for March, for sure. Ready for some spring weather, spring-like weather. It's right around the corner. Daylight savings is coming up right around the corner, too. That's going to be very exciting as well. So, but as far as tire specials for the month of March, Ford's got some promotions on some tires. You know, I'm not exactly sure what they have coming up yet, but I do know that there's going to be like 8 out of the 15 or 16 manufacturers will have rebates as well. And then, you know, that's one thing that we could talk about is the Ford Pass Rewards incentives. Ford's been pretty good about putting rebates out on different things. And then if you, instead of taking a mail-in prepaid Visa card for the rewards, if you wanted to put it on the Ford Pass rewards points, they'll end up doubling it. And so that's something that you can use at on the Ford Pass rewards is something that you can use for a later parts or service purchase with us as well. But everything you spend in parts or service with us, you get goes back on that Ford Pass rewards for again then a later date purchase. As well, you get 5% of that back. So they all will run specials through there all the time. You know, I think I seen one the other day for you replace a cabin air filter, you get like 500 additional points just for the Ford using Ford Pass rewards as well. So but there's a lot of other cool things that you can do. Again, that comes with connected modems on the newer vehicles with the remote start and lock and unlock. They're really tying that Ford Pass rewards in with the vehicle and what all the features that it can do is very cool.
Yes.
And then now on these newer vehicles, when you jump into these like the Mach-E, I know it's a thing, and you know there's going to be several platforms that will have it later on down the line. But the phone is a key. They're literally going to make it to where your phone is the key that gets in and out of the vehicle for sure. So
you know, I said back, I remember when the cell phones started coming out and stuff, and I said, give us 5 years, we'll have like a PC in our hand. Well, it took two. Mm-hmm. Now these phones are doing about everything you can imagine that. Whoever, but just think now, in a couple more years, what our phones are going to be doing. It's going to be crazy.
It's not going to be long at all, and these vehicles are going to kind of start driving themselves. You know, I think we're very, very close to the hands-free. I think it's like hands-free 2.0 is what they're calling it, but like this Mach-E is equipped with it. The truck is equipped with it, and they just got to get all the programming and everything set up for these things to release that, and I don't know. I presume that to be probably later on this year, if not first part of next year. And I don't think autonomous vehicles are going to be very far behind that either.
Much as I hate to say it and everything else like that, I don't think we're very far away from that either. There's a lot of technology in there being developed today, and I know they've got it out there running around testing and all that kind of stuff too. But I love technology, but I don't know if I like this autonomous
thing. You know, it's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to take your ability to drive a vehicle away for a long time.
I think just think about getting a car. Hey, take me home. But lay back, take a nap, and I'll see you're home.
In this day and age, as busy as everybody is, and to get in a vehicle and it takes you wherever you need to go, and you need to handle a couple more things, you know, I foresee that being a thing. Yep. For sure, you know, so
I can
leave here, and my drive's, you know, typically 30, 35 minutes every day, and I can fill that up with doing something, you know, it is now, just making phone calls, returning phone calls, and answering emails and stuff like that. Pretty easy.
No, I get it too. So it's going to be interesting and fun. I've seen where we go with the car industry next year, the following year, and even 5 years from that part, and what these cars are going to do and how they're going to perform, the performance and stuff too. And, you know, we get in these electric cars, and like I said, I got in that Mach-E yesterday. It was very cool to go drive that thing. But I will tell you, I missed the sound. I had to turn the radio up a little bit so I could see what's going on. But hey, anyway, everybody, you need to come out and take a test drive of the Mach-E. No option to buy it or whatever. Just come drive it. Just come check it out. We got to get 4,000 miles on it before we can sell it. We've also got a Bronco Sport sitting here from that part that you can come out and test drive. We got to get 4,000 miles in it before we can sell it for some lucky person to have that thing. So please come out and give us your input. Come out and drive one of these, the Mach-E, the Bronco Sport, and just see what you think. Hey, the other thing I'm going to tell you, Bronco, full-size Bronco. I've been building a lot of those this week. The order bank's going to be closed here for the 2021 models here in a couple weeks. So we're down to a few left here to build and everything else too, to get those customers taken care of. But you need to get, if you want to get a reservation for Broncos, the only way you can get in line for one. But I hear there's going to be some more production in 22. It's going to help that out too from that part. So that's going to be great. What I'm hearing right now, Josh, could change again, that the order bank's going to close here in the middle of March, and then we'll start seeing some orders filled in October, in April. And then they say the first Broncos are going to ship somewhere around the end of May, first of June. So I would say the middle of June, we'll see our first Broncos here in the store. It's going to be interesting to see which one gets built first, because of some of the options, supplies, and people have to put on their Broncos and stuff too. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens on that side of the coin too. But can't wait for that full-size Bronco to get here. Also, the next thing's coming late summer is the Maverick, which is a small compact truck. Can't wait for that here to get here too. So just a lot of new and exciting things coming here for Ford. And I just can't wait for all these new models to hit showrooms. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, very much so. You know, there's a lot of new and exciting things coming down the pike for sure. And it's, to me, when they bring out something new like that, it's always interesting to see just the new technology that they put in it. You know, it's not just a new design, but then there's always a better mousetrap, I guess, if you will, from that side. And I can think back years ago, you know, to like rain sensing wipers or auto dimming headlights or something like that. It's like, man, or adaptive cruise control is another big one for me. It's like, I don't know if you'd really use that. And now to be without it, it'd be like crippling, you know.
Oh, it's tough. I tell you, you know, it's kind of like I was driving a 21 King Ranch, and I had it for a couple of days, and they sold it. And I got into the Super Duty that didn't have all that technology and stuff. I missed that F-150 pretty bad. So you get used to it and everything else too. It's kind of, like I said, I come down Tyler to work. I hit the cruise control and let it control myself. Keep me in the lane. Keep it. It's the right speed. It stops you for it. You just hit the resume button. It takes off again. So very cool on part two from that part. There's so much technology in that new F-150. It's crazy what it's doing. Okay, Josh, just a few minutes left. And everybody, first of all, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. For all the likes we're getting there. So please jump over on YouTube. YouTube for Mel Hamill the Ford, give us a like. We're trying to grow those likes up there as much as we can. We need to get to 1,000, then we can do some more stuff with this podcast and help this thing out a lot. It would be great for everybody to jump over there and do us a favor. Just jump over YouTube. Can't take very long. Jump over there on YouTube and give us a like and let us get our likes jumping up there a little bit more for you too. So,
got to get out here and check out the It's Not a Leap Year sale and all the inventory we got there.
Yes, and sorry we ran out of t-shirts already, but It's Not a Leap Year sale here at the Big Corner, so all kinds of great, fun, exciting things going on out here. You got to come out and check that out, too. What else, Josh, anything?
You know, we talked about the warehouse. We're getting really close on it. Yep. We'll have the racking and stuff up and going from there. The MH Ford Racing, if you're looking for stuff to get ready to go for the season, if you're one of the ones traveling to Bristol, Bristol.
Yep, going to have fun at Bristol, so everybody will keep you posted how we do there and stuff, but it'll going to be fun here in a couple weeks to head out and see how much fun it is. Bristol's my favorite track I've ever been to in the NASCAR tracks out there, so it's going to be fun to be out there actually racing on it and seeing what we can do. Might look like fools, but we're going to have a hell of a time. We're going to have a blast out there doing everything else we can, too. So anyway, time's running out of the show, and let's thank our sponsor of the show, which is Big Corner Creative, for all your advertising needs. Anything for your vehicle wraps, window wraps, anything to advertise your business, web page design, social media advertising, traditional media, whatever you might need to help advertise your business. As those guys say, just Google us. BG products, all the great preventative maintenance products we use right inside here at Mel Hamilton Ford. And of course, Go To Rent. Hey, if you're looking for a rental vehicle, a 12 or 15 passenger van, give Stan a call right inside here at Mel Hamilton Ford. Everybody have a great Saturday. Stay safe out there, and we will talk to you in March. Everybody have a great Saturday. Talk to you soon.